This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hitting the news you might have missed, it's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Denton, before you get to your news, with the weather changing, October is a critical time to check your home's windows. If yours are cracked or leaking and won't open or stay open, then it's time to call the pros at Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two windows free, no limit, which means there's no limit to how much you could save. Plus, you'll save even more with no money down, no payments, and 0% interest for two full years when you purchase windows with Window Nation. Window Nation's windows come with a lifetime warranty. They can be installed in a day or less with proven quality and service. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have trusted Window Nation for their homes. You can too. Winter is cutting deep into people's finances. It will be. The weather, and it will get colder, is coming. Don't miss out with an unlimited buy two, get two free, zero down, zero interest, zero payment offer from Window Nation for two full years. Call them at 866-90-NATION or head to windownation.com. Mention my name, and they'll come out in an hour or less. They'll give you a free, no risk, no obligation, no pressure estimate. Then you can choose what you want to do. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. What do you got?
All right, how about an update? The quarterbacks were in the bubble. Nikki Javala reported that she did see Jaden Daniels go into the bubble. There are three quarterbacks now on the field for the Commanders. None of them are Jaden Daniels.
The three quarterbacks on the field being Marcus Mariota, Jeff Driskel, and Sam Hartman?
And Sam Hartman, correct.
Okay.
I think, just my, like, can I get creative here? Will you allow me some creativity?
Yeah.
They should withhold the information as long as the league allows on whether or not Jaden Daniels is going to play, which means Dan Quinn's going to have to dance around some things. I'm a little theatrical. I apologize. But you hold that information as long as possible, and then you make it known that when he's playing, you kind of lean into the theatrics a little bit. I don't know if Jaden Daniels knows who Stone Cold Steve Austin is, but I'd be shattering that glass on Sunday having him march out onto the field and watch the stadium erupt and give yourself a little bit of momentum before the game even starts. I would love if they go a direction, maybe without the theatrics, although I love the theatrics, but they should withhold this information as long as the league allows if they do still plan on having him play.
Yeah, I'm fine. They absolutely should keep it. It doesn't matter what you think the level of competitive advantage is to hold back that information. If there's even a tiny bit of an advantage, or it makes Chicago work a little bit more, cover a little bit more, spend time on something that you could keep them from spending time on right now if you disclose that he wasn't playing, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Look, I mean, it's one game. I think here's what I feel confident in saying, and I hope this doesn't come back to burn me. This is the only week that his, you know, playing status is going to be in question in terms of this injury. And hopefully this is it. I know a lot of people think this is just the beginning. That's the good news, is when he got hurt and he went head over, you know, feet in that game, which was a bit of a tumble in that game, it's not causing a significant outage here. Because there probably is a slight chance, you know, going into this week that, you know, at least some level of chance that he was going to be able to get it together. I'm kind of with Ben. All these theatrics kind of tell me he's probably not playing. But we don't know this group yet. We don't know how they handle these things. All right. So Quinn's going to speak, and so he's going to have to say something. So it'll be interesting to see what he says. What do you got news-wise?
All right, how about the World Series beginning tonight? You got the Yankees and the Dodgers. It's going to be Gerrit Cole on the mound versus Jack Flaherty. This is the first time that Gerrit Cole has pitched in the World Series since Game 5 of 2019, where his now teammate Juan Soto took him deep, although they did beat the Nationals in Game 5.
They did. They won the three games here in D.C., and Washington won the four games in Houston. And, yeah, this is going to be a big World Series in terms of viewership, in terms of eyeballs, in terms of conversation. It's the Yankees and the Dodgers. It's Otani. It's Judge. It's Betts. It's Soto. It's Gerrit Cole. You just got, you know, the two most, I think, marquee teams in the sport, the biggest markets, and the biggest stars right now. And it's going to be fun to watch. I definitely am interested. And I can tell you that the last couple of years in the world with the World Series, they've been snoozers going into it. This one isn't. The crowds will be great in L.A. and certainly will be at Yankee Stadium when they come back for games 3, 4, and 5 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The Dodgers, by the way, I'm looking at minus 120 right now. I've seen some minus 125s. I actually like the Dodgers to win this series in 6. And I think Ohtani will come up big. He's already come up big in the postseason already. I mean, you know, heading into the postseason, everybody said, well, what will Ohtani be when he's playing for the first time in his career in the biggest games of his career? Well, in the postseason so far, he's hitting .286. He's got an on-base percentage of .434, slugging percentage of .500. He's got 3 homers, 10 RBIs, 12 hits, 11 walks. So Ohtani MVP, Dodgers in 6. Do you have a prediction?
I think I like the Yankees to win. I think they're going to do it in 7. I think Juan Soto has another moment, which is going to kill me.
I'm kind of rooting for Soto. I've got one rooting interest. It's him.
It's Juan Soto. All right, we'll quickly get to the Sunday night football game. Not a lot of news going on. We already talked about the Wizards falling in their first game.
What about Jameson Williams getting suspended again in Detroit?
Yeah, for PEDs, but it's only a 2-game suspension, which leads me to believe it's not as serious. It feels like if it's a very serious PED, you immediately get 4-6. So the fact that it's only 2, this could have been incidental. It could just be a very small suspension.
Didn't he get like half a season for gambling?
He did get a significant suspension for gambling, but if I remember correctly, that also kind of timed up with when he was recovering from a knee injury.
That's true, from the Bama injury. He's really good.
He is.
He's really been significant to that offense this year. So they'll miss him. So what are the games he's going to miss?
He's missing this week, which is against the Tennessee Titans. I think they'll be all right.
And then he's missing the Packer game next week.
Yeah, the Packers game is going to be a tough one. That's on the road, too, in Green
Bay.
Wow.
That's a big loss for them. All right, what else? Where were you going?
All right, Cowboys, Niners. Do you have a quick lean? We got Courtney Cronin coming up
here.
Yeah,
I think Dallas is going to play their best game of the year Sunday night. I would take them plus the points. I know it's crazy.
I hope you're wrong.
San Francisco is just right now a shell of what they've been.
4.5 is, I thought that number was a lot larger than I thought it would be for San Francisco.
Yeah. Let's get to Courtney Cronin on the Bears next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.